Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest went to India, and while in India, God spoke to him and revealed to him ancient secrets that make people, this is in the Bible as well as experiential now, that make people 10 times wiser, 10 times healthier, 10 times closer to God, and he wants to teach that to you now. Are you interested?
Yes!
Jordan was in college, a freshman, and out of nowhere, Jordan, 19 diseases, you went through, in your words, a living hell. Medicine could not help you. You went to, 70 doctors? You were dying. You went from 180 pounds to 104 pounds. But then, and I believe this is a key of your life, as I look back, you were a Messianic Jew, you were a believer in the Messiah, and you prayed a very important prayer. Tell me what you told God.
Sid, when I was suffering in this prison that was my own body, couldn't escape, didn't understand why everything that I had just fell apart, seething pain, depressed, I realized that I'm not the only one. There are many that suffer, and they suffer alone. And I said, Lord, if I can help just one person overcome disease, or better yet, avoid it, then this living hell will have all been worth it. If God healed me, I promised I would begin to share his message. And if I could help just one, the 2 years of constant torment and suffering would have been a mere blessing from God.
And God heard that prayer. And one day, Jordan and his wife determined they want to go to India. But Jordan, you didn't particularly really want to go, did you?
I didn't. After overcoming those diseases, which were particularly digestive in nature, going to a place where you can't eat, can't drink, have to shower with your mouth closed, I really didn't want to go. But my wife is passionate about international evangelism, and she was very excited. My son had a dream, believed he was supposed to go. He was 8 at the time. I knew I had to go, and I trusted God, put my health in his hands, and we had an amazing time.
You had something very supernatural happen to you that is going to change the destiny of people all over the world. Tell me about it.
I did, and while I expected, Sid, to be there, see miraculous healing, see angels in front of me, I expected to be a spectator of miracles. But instead, while I was on the platform, the Lord spoke to me, and he said, Jordan, I know it was a sacrifice for you to come. You didn't want to be here. You came, and now I'm going to give you some things. I'm going to impart wisdom into your spirit that will transform the world. Every night when you're leaving this crusade, he said he was going to give me a message, an idea, a concept that would transform the lives of his people each and every night. And Sid, he did just that.
Well, after he got this concept, he decided to test it. I mean, you know, he's not the only one that asks questions. So he goes to his local congregation and he tests the idea. And what kind of feedback did you get when you told them what God had told you to do and they did it?
January was coming around. Everyone wants to do a program, a fast of some kind. But I said, this isn't a fast. This is a transformation that dates nearly 2,700 years back in the Bible. The same wisdom that God gave Daniel, Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael so that they would follow a plan against all the conventional wisdom that allowed them to have wisdom, favor, health, and prosperity like no one their age and really no one in the world. We tested it on a few hundred people and the results were supernatural.
Tell me about three or four things that people reported when they did this.
Well, let me say this, it's 10 days. Okay, let me make sure I understand, 10 days.
Wait, 10 days?
10 days.
How in the world can you have any tangible measurement of results in 10 days?
Well, if you consider losing 24 pounds, 19 pounds, 18 pounds, having addiction completely gone.
Wait a second, if someone was, this isn't fasting. I mean, this is eating. This is eating. But if someone was fasting, they wouldn't lose that much weight.
They wouldn't, which is why I was surprised, but not shocked, because God said he would give me something that would be supernatural. And we were seeing people having their bodies transformed, their minds cleared, and their relationship with God at a deeper level than ever before, all in just 10 days.
Okay. When we come back, would you like to find out the supernatural revelation that God showed Jordan in India that comes from the Bible? I know I would. We'll be right back.
Right back to It's Supernatural.
If you love watching our It's Supernatural TV program, you can now watch hundreds of archive programs online, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on your computer, your smartphone, your iPad, or your favorite tablet.
ISN will be the vehicle to equip you to being normal, normal as defined by the Bible.
Just log on to SidRoth.org/ISN.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Well, Jordan, we talked about how you almost died when you were in college. How's your health today?
It's great. In fact, the Lord healed me so fully that I have not been on any medication or anything of the sort in about 20 years.
And you used predominantly natural things rather than medicine.
It was more than natural. It was God's dietary and lifestyle recommendations, or I would say mandates from Scripture. God healed me His way so that I could share His message of health and hope with the world.
Okay. Tell me what you learned about this brand new concept that is actually an ancient concept of how we should eat or do this Daniel type of eating.
Early in the book of Daniel, it talks about he and his three friends, Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael, otherwise known as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, how they abstained from eating the king's rich foods, which likely were unclean or detestable animal things. We call it treif in the old country. Lobster, shrimp, pork, etc.
Wait. That stuff, it was bad back then. They didn't have good sanitation. But I understand now it's okay.
I would say not in my book, but not in his book, it's not. The word detestable never changes, Sid. This isn't kosher. This isn't unclean. This is detestable. God's plan for our bodies is to eat food. The things that I previously mentioned, that's filth. That's not food. I know I may offend some people. Some people want to make this a theological argument, but I have not touched pork, shellfish, any type of derivatives of that in the last 20 years, nor would I ever, because I believe that God's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and so are those things that He created, and they are not to be eaten.
Okay, tell me what the revelation was from Daniel.
So Daniel decided not to eat the king's rich foods, but consume only pulse and water. But I didn't really know what pulse was.
That was my question. What is, you know what pulse is?
Well, there's a lot of translations, but pulse is any fruit or vegetable, nut or seed that you can put into the ground and it will reproduce. So it's not necessarily just rye or just seeds or just sprouts. It could be a number of various fruits and vegetables. Daniel only consumed those and water. But I also realized that in biblical times, people didn't eat the same way we do or the same times that we do. And that little principle, that small twist in your diet can make all the difference in the world. But it doesn't stop there. Daniel did something else that I believe was critical. When his colleagues tried to get him in trouble, they were jealous of him. All his wisdom, all his favor, King Nebuchadnezzar gave him so much power that his competitors decided to attack him. They knew that if they made people bow to a certain statue, Daniel would not do it. And when Daniel heard, instead of bowing to the image of the king, he flung his doors open to Jerusalem, prayed three times a day as he had always done. Sid, I decided that we as a group needed to set our watches, our schedules around three times a day prayer. Prayer for our bodies, prayer for our families, prayer for salvation of our loved ones. And as a congregation, we prayed together three times a day on conference calls using technology, dropped to our knees wherever we were, and each night we had a service. And it turned into a revival.
I have to ask you this, though. Are you advocating people be vegans or vegetarians?
For 10 days, yes. That's a great question.
Only 10 days.
I believe animal foods are a very important part of our diet if they're raised properly and if they are prepared properly. God tells us in Leviticus 11, Deuteronomy 14, that these are meats you can't eat. Jesus consumed animal foods. We have reason to believe that all the disciples did. But for 10 days, Daniel and his friends consumed pulse and water. And if you will do so for 10 days, God will do supernatural things in your body, mind, and spirit. And then we will launch you into a lifestyle of healthy eating and living with revelation that you've never heard before.
Okay, that I can attest to. I've never heard some of the things he's teaching now. But God gave you three principles briefly. What were they?
Number one, eat only what God created for food. Number two, eat food in a form that is healthy for the body. Don't alter God's design. And number three, don't make any food or drink your idol. We idolize caffeinated beverages. We idolize alcoholic beverages. People literally worship at the table that we eat at, not the kind of worship God wants. In fact, Paul says of himself that we should buffet our body and make it our slave. I think some of us are confused and think the word's buffet. Yeah, it's not.
I got it. Just to help a few people before we go to the next segment, you have what you call the dirty dozen. Tell me two of the things that most people make mistakes on.
One we already mentioned, it's unclean or detestable animal things. It's pork, it's shellfish. I have a rule, biblical eating rule number one. Thou shalt not eat anything that Jesus cast demons into. Think about it.
I don't want to think long.
And number two is a tough one, okay? No artificial or diet sweeteners. Pink, yellow, blue packets, you're an experiment if you're eating them, drinking them. They're addictive, they're brain-altering, and in 5 or 10 years, you're going to find out they're really bad for you. So get off that stuff. I know it's ubiquitous, it's everywhere. Get off of those diet sweeteners.
Okay, these 200 people went on the diet of Daniel for 10 days. It does some cleansing of your toxins. Is this an important thing?
Absolutely. Our environment's 400 times more toxic than just our great grandparents. In the air, in the water, in the food that we eat, in the building materials, our carpets, you name it, it's toxic. The Daniel diet will help detoxify your body, mind, and your spirit as you order your temple around God's plan.
But you know what shocked me? I thought, and we'll talk about it. Now, on second thought, let me tell you this. How many of you heard your whole life, breakfast is the most important meal of the day? How many? Raise your hands. Every one of us. I'll raise two hands on that one. Well, Jordan told me that is untrue. And when we come back, I want him to explain that. Are you interested?
Yes.
Jordan Rubin is a New York Times best-selling author and is often called America's biblical health coach. He has unveiled a 10-day supernatural health plan that combines the Bible's ancient wisdom and the best of modern science. We will be back with more of It's Supernatural in just one moment. Call right now to get Jordan Rubin's The Maker's Diet Revolution, a 10-day transformation kit, only available through It's Supernatural. The kit includes his best-selling book, his 10-session DVD teachings, his 100-page Maker's Diet Journal, and his 160-page Maker's Diet Cookbook. Yours for a donation of $69. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 1853. The Maker's Diet Revolution book will supernaturally empower your mind, supercharge your spirit, and walk with a lifetime of favor and blessings. In just 10 days, experience significant weight loss, a stronger immune system, cardiovascular health, digestive wellness, improved energy, and look years younger. Jordan Rubin's DVD and the 100-page journal includes 10 anointed teachings, one for each day of your 10-day transformation. Each lesson contains powerful, timeless keys that will unlock your total transformation, set you on a course to fulfill God's purpose and destiny for your life, bring you closer to God than ever before, help you hear God's voice more clearly, empower you to break free from addictions, teach you how to completely rely on God's strength, launch you into a healthy, flourishing, supernatural lifestyle.
And I have never in all my years seen people lose 15, 20 pounds in a month, much less 10 days.
Plus, you will receive Jordan's Maker's Diet Cookbook. Serve yourself and your family delicious, biblically inspired, beyond organic meals each and every day. This cookbook will give you a step-by-step guide and eating plan to help you lose those unwanted pounds and feel great. 150 mouth-watering healthy recipes for breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, smoothies, and desserts. And receive recipes to cleanse and detoxify your body. It will teach you health secrets of the Bible and introduce you to an ancient way of eating that is gaining the attention of modern science. Don't miss out on getting Jordan Rubin's exclusive offer, The Maker's Diet Revolution, a 10-day transformation kit, only available through It's Supernatural. The kit includes his best-selling book, his 10-session DVD teachings, his 100-page Maker's Diet Journal, and his 160-page Maker's Diet Cookbook. Yours for a donation of $69. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 1853. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 1853 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Jordan, before we get to all this, I want to model our new aprons, Meshuggah for Jesus. Meshuggah for Yeshua. Yeshua is Hebrew for Jesus. Meshuggah means loosely, it's a Yiddish word, it means crazy.
Yeah, like loco for Jesus, same thing.
All right. Now, we also have the mugs. I kind of like the phrase, Meshuggah for Yeshua. What do you think? Well, okay, very, very important topic. I have just found out about this from you. I have just started doing this, and I want you to tell me why you recommend we don't even eat breakfast. What would the cereal manufacturers do with you? What would your mother do?
They'd have a lot of time on their hands. In fact, you make a great point. Why do we think breakfast is the most important meal of the day? The cereal manufacturers want us to think that. Truth is, in biblical times and even today in the Middle East, they barely ate anything in the morning. And even if they did, it was very, very small, something they could grab. They had a medium-sized meal at lunch, and guess when their biggest meal was? Dinner. Think about it.
It's supposed to be the opposite. Haven't you been taught it's the opposite of what he's saying? Is there any studies today about what you're saying?
Virtually every month now, there's a study on the concept that if you eat in a tighter time window and rest your body the rest of the day, you will be leaner, your brain will work better, and you'll be healthier. Think about this. Are you sharp after you've eaten a big meal?
No.
What about when you're hungry? Think of animals and humans. Do you want to face a lion in Africa when he's just eaten or when he's on the prowl?
I hear.
You will find that whether it's an athletic event, something that you're taking, a test in school, a presentation in business, a television taping, you're sharper when you haven't eaten and your body is running on the reserves and burning fat. Well, it's amazing. Many people can eat the same exact foods in the same amounts in a different, more compacted time window, same foods, same amounts, and they lose weight, their blood sugar improves, and they feel better. Now, if some people have blood sugar issues, start eating an hour later each morning till you reach about 12 to 2. I haven't eaten today. I'm gonna eat one healthy, delicious big meal this evening, and I'm gonna feel light when I get up from it. I'm gonna feel great tomorrow morning and sleep well. This plan that I call daily cleansing flips our ratio of building and cleansing upside down and will transform your health.
Speaking of transforming, I'm smelling some good stuff here. What have we got?
Sid, this is chili. And you asked if I was a vegan. And the answer is no. I will say this, many people don't like the joke, but I only eat vegetarians. So this animal, this beef, it's
I get it.
So this is grass-fed beef chili. You could also use bison or buffalo. You can use venison. Lamb is awesome. Those are all the biblically allowable meats. So we start with grass-fed beef, high in vitamins and minerals, CLA, which helps your waistline and your immune system. It has creatine for the muscles, glutamine for the gut. Red meat is in again,
and
as long as it's raised well.
Because of where we are, very large grocery stores carry everything.
Absolutely, that's
that
where this beef
about.
Was purchased from. And I have a friend who raised this beef. In fact, I raise beef as well.
All right, what else?
We brown the meat in a skillet or a stainless steel pan, and then we take a nice pot like this. You can have a crock pot, pressure cooker, or regular pot, and then you add tomato juice. You add pureed tomatoes, all organic if possible. Every major grocery store has organic. We've got kidney beans, onions, which are a rich source of quercetin and other nutrients, and then pepper, salt, and chili. Now, chili peppers are loaded with vitamin C and are amazing for circulation. That goes for paprika, that goes for jalapeno, habanero. Peppers are amazing.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm ready.
Okay, and then it comes out like this. So we're gonna try this chili. This is a favorite in the winter and even in the summer. Okay, so Sid's gonna consume our amazing chili.
It. Smells good. I have to tell you, what is this doing for my brain now? No, I'm just teasing you. But I believe that you could pray a supernatural prayer right now for those that are watching that will change your destiny. Would you do that now, Jordan?
Absolutely. If you'll pray with me, and this is specifically for somebody who's lost hope, who the doctors have said there's nothing they can do, someone that feels like they are trapped in a prison that is their own body. If that's you, I want you to drop to your knees and pray with me. Allow the Holy Spirit to touch you in a way that no one else, nothing else can. Heavenly Father, I thank you in Yeshua's name that there are people all around the world that have dropped to their knees, that are giving their life over to you. And I believe right now, as sure as they're hearing my voice and watching me, that the Spirit of God that created them is healing them, is restoring their cells, their ligaments, their tendons, their organs and tissues. Cancer is healed in Jesus' name. Digestive issues, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, rheumatoid arthritis, acne, eczema, psoriasis, autism, and behavioral issues in children, healed in the name of Jesus. These people who are receiving healing are overcoming right now by the blood of the Lamb and the power of this testimony, healing pulsing through their veins in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, who was and is to come. Amen. Praise the Lord if you've been healed right now.
Now, let me tell you something, Jordan. This is so delicious, but I feel bad because you don't know how good this is. I'll tell you what. How many of you would like a sample right now of this chili? I want another one. My hand is up. You're going to get it.
Woo! Jordan Rubin is a New York Times best-selling author and is often called America's biblical health coach. He has unveiled a 10-day supernatural health plan that combines the Bible's ancient wisdom and the best of modern science. We will be back with more of It's Supernatural in just one moment. Call right now to get Jordan Rubin's The Maker's Diet Revolution, a 10-day transformation kit, only available through It's Supernatural. The kit includes his best-selling book, his 10-session DVD teachings, his 100-page Maker's Diet Journal, and his 160-page Maker's Diet Cookbook. Yours for a donation of $69. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 1853. The Maker's Diet Revolution book will supernaturally empower your mind, supercharge your spirit, and walk with a lifetime of favor and blessings. In just 10 days, experience significant weight loss, a stronger immune system, cardiovascular health, digestive wellness, improved energy, and look years younger.
It really is a supernatural plan. In the last days, God wants you to have energy. God wants you to be fit. God wants you to have good health.
Jordan Rubin's DVD and the 100-page journal includes 10 anointed teachings, one for each day of your 10-day transformation. Each lesson contains powerful, timeless keys that will unlock your total transformation, set you on a course to fulfill God's purpose and destiny for your life, bring you closer to God than ever before, help you hear God's voice more clearly, empower you to break free from addictions, teach you how to completely rely on God's strength, launch you into a healthy, flourishing, supernatural lifestyle.
And I have never in all my years seen people lose 15, 20 pounds in a month, much less 10 days.
Plus, you will receive Jordan's Maker's Diet Cookbook. Serve yourself and your family delicious, biblically inspired, beyond organic meals each and every day. This cookbook will give you a step-by-step guide and eating plan to help you lose those unwanted pounds and feel great. 150 mouth-watering healthy recipes for breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, smoothies, and desserts, and receive recipes to cleanse and detoxify your body. More than just a cookbook, it will teach you health secrets of the Bible and introduce you to an ancient way of eating that is gaining the attention of modern science.
How would you like to have 10 times more energy, 10 times more wisdom, 10 times more knowledge than anyone else around you? I can't wait to get this into your hand. Don't be Meshuggah. Don't be crazy.
Don't miss out on getting Jordan Rubin's exclusive offer, The Maker's Diet Revolution, a 10-day transformation kit, only available through It's Supernatural. The kit includes his best-selling book, his 10-session DVD teachings, his 100-page Maker's Diet Journal, and his 160-page Maker's Diet Cookbook. Yours for a donation of $69. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 1853. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 1853 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural. Whenever I turn on television, I hear things like seed faith, prosperity, God wants you to become a millionaire. How about you? Would you like to know the truth about prosperity teaching? Is it God? Is seed faith God? Is there a wrong version? Is there a right version? What is the truth? How many of you are interested in knowing?
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.